Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Happy Thursday, everyone, and welcome back to your Morning Boost from AWB Education. We are continuing our insightful discussions this week with a special guest, Aaron King, the founder of Inspired Education and the host of the Teachers Pep Rally podcast. Welcome back, Aaron.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, today's episode of your Morning Boost is brought to you by Grundmeier Leader Services. All of our episodes are brought to you by GLS, where together we are transforming education one leader at a time. All right, Aaron, give us a Thursday boost.
Today, we're talking about something fundamental, communication, and not just emails and morning announcements. I am talking about the kind of communication that builds bridges across language, culture, and experience. In a world of growing diversity, the question is no longer if language will be a barrier. It's what we as leaders will do to make it sure it's not. Let's start with a hard truth. Language can be a wall or a welcome mat. In many of our schools, students and families are eager to belong, but face an invisible boundary the moment they walk into the building. They don't hear their names pronounced correctly. They can't follow signage. They miss out on conversations simply because no one has the tools or mindset to reach them. And here's the real issue. When communication breaks down, so does trust. I remember early in my career working with students who spoke languages I didn't understand. I tried my best, smiles, gestures, a few translated phrases, but I still wondered, was it enough? And I'll be honest, it wasn't. The moment we start accepting good enough as our standards for communication, we start losing students. So what can we do? First, normalize language learning for everyone. Pronouncing a student's name correctly isn't just polite, it's powerful. It says, you matter here. Create opportunities for your staff to practice name pronunciation with phonetic tools. Better yet, encourage students to record the correct pronunciation on video or audio as part of your enrollment process. Second, equip staff with the right tools. Classroom teachers, front office staff, bus drivers, nurses, they all play a role in making families feel seen and safe. Simple handheld devices or even browser-based tools can allow real-time translation across dozens of languages. The right tech, when thoughtfully deployed, can turn a hallway hello or a cafeteria question into a meaningful connection. Third, redesign your welcome experience. Newcomers often encounter confusion on day one, especially if they don't speak English. Consider creating multilingual welcome kits that include school maps, staff photos with translated titles, community resource guides, and a message from the principal in multiple languages. Fourth, teach with empathy, not just urgency. Fire drills, medical forms, course registration. These are common tasks that can be terrifying when you don't understand what's happening. Proactively explaining routines and expectations in students' native languages, it takes a little effort up front, but it prevents confusion, fear, and even isolation later. Here are three ways to start transforming communication at your school. Make it personal. Learn and use student names correctly and encourage your staff to do the same. Make it practical. Equip everyone on campus with tools that translate, not just interpret. Make it a priority. Build inclusive communication into your policies, your PD, and your school culture. Language should never be a reason a student feels invisible. Let's lead with intention, invest in connection, and create school environments where every family, regardless of their background, feels understood, valued, and empowered. Let's keep breaking barriers one conversation at a time. That is your Morning Boost for today. I hope it fills you with inspiration and hope, and I look forward to the conversation tomorrow.
Aaron, that is a great reminder that words matter, but only if we understand those words. Thanks for being with us this entire week, and thank you listeners also for joining us this entire week. We appreciate your continued support. Thanks for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.